On May 1, 2005, teenager Jennifer Stark ran a stoplight on Cunningham Avenue. She paid a fine and was given court supervision. On November 29th of the same year, Stark was ticketed for driving more than 15 miles per hour over the speed limit on Bradley Avenue. She again paid a fine. 7 months later, Stark was pulled over and ticketed in Savoy, this time for driving more than 25 miles per hour over the speed limit. On September 2, 2006, not even 2 months later, Stark was downloading ringtones while driving north on 130 east of Urbana. She drifted so far off the road to the right that when she plowed into bicyclist and Illinois graduate student Matt Wilhelm, she hit him with the driver's side of her car. One of the points state's attorney Julia Reitz made then was that there was no good law under which to prosecute Stark, noting that reckless homicide did not apply. If only Illinois had a negligent vehicular homicide law, the thinking went, Stark could get what was coming to her instead of what she actually got, a $1,000 fine in traffic school. So in the two legislative sessions following Wilhelm's death, local representatives Black and Jacobson tried to make good on this idea, each introducing a negligent vehicular homicide bill in successive sessions. If either bill had become law, it would have made it a Class A misdemeanor for a driver who demonstrates a, quote, substantial deviation from the standard of care that a reasonable person would exercise under the circumstances then prevailing, unquote. A perfect fit for the likes of Jennifer Stark. But what about Errol Mall? On March 7th of this year, at just after 4 p.m., 31-year-old Mall was driving on a shoulderless country road west of Champaign when he struck from behind a tandem bicycle, killing one of its riders and severely injuring another. The drumbeat for harsh punishment became loud quickly and has barely tapered off in the aftermath, since Reitz charged Mall with only two traffic violations that brought with them $2,000 in fines. Despite the anger aimed at Reitz, however, her refusal to charge Mall with reckless homicide was entirely appropriate, as any objective view of the case shows. But the more interesting question was asked of Reitz by a writer for the local magazine Smile Politely. What would have happened if there had been this negligent vehicular homicide law on the books? Reitz responded that Mall could have been charged with this. But could is not would, and though she'd never say it, Reitz is probably happy not to have had to have made this decision. You see, it is not entirely obvious that Mall would have been a candidate for even this Class A misdemeanor. Mall was not Jennifer Stark. His driving record does not show any malfeasance, let alone the tragic pattern of bad behavior she was allowed to accumulate. Nor is he some yahoo in a muscle car or a pickup truck looking to scare bicyclists. While it is impossible to reconstruct the exact situation in his Honda Accord on that clear, dry spring afternoon west of Champaign, investigators have given us some idea. Mall was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, was not talking, texting, or downloading anything on his phone, and was not distracted by a passenger. He was driving in his lane at no more than 2 miles per hour over the speed limit when he looked at some papers in the passenger seat. In short, he was driving no worse than thousands of Central Illinois drivers do every day, including right now. While that means very little to the family and friends of the victims, it means a great deal to the prosecutors. Ask yourself, do you consider Mall's actions a substantial deviation from the standard of care that a reasonable person would exercise under the circumstances? If you do, are you sure the next 11 people you see agree with you? I'm Travis McDade.